For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says his meeting with a senior North Korean official in New York went well, and the next stop is Washington. He says former North Korean military intelligence chief Kim Yong-chol will deliver a letter to President Trump from Kim Jong-un as work towards setting the stage for a Trump-Kim summit next month continues.
We've made real progress in the last 72 hours towards setting the conditions.
The meeting is once again set for June 12th. And Pompeo says he believes North Korea's leaders are seriously contemplating a big change in their nation's behavior, saying these meetings are a once-in-a-lifetime chance for peace and prosperity.
Our two countries face a pivotal moment in our relationship in which it could be nothing short of tragic to let this opportunity go to waste.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule. Thousands of doctors, health specialists, and professionals recommend Balance of Nature as a way of improving their health. Listen to a few unsolicited success stories from doctors that not only recommend it, but use Balance of Nature as well.
I look at Balance of Nature and I look what it's doing for me as I've started taking it, and for the patients that I have that are taking it, it's been phenomenal watching the changes that have happened and how much healthier and how much more energy that they have. I haven't heard any negative feedback from any of my patients who have been taking the product. The thing that amazes me with it is that it's so simple.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Center for Disease Control says tainted lettuce has been off the shelf for a while, but more people have gotten sick with E. coli. More than 24 cases have been reported and 4 more deaths linked to the romaine lettuce. The CDC's Brittany Bain.
We still think the people getting sick were from several weeks ago when romaine was still available.
She says some of the cases resulted from secondary transmission. So far, nearly 200 people have gotten sick in 35 states and 5 people have died. President Trump suggesting an end to NAFTA as we know it in favor of 2 bilateral agreements with U.S. neighbors.
I wouldn't mind seeing a separate deal with Canada where you have one type of product, so to speak, and a separate deal with Mexico. These are 2 very different countries. It's been a lousy deal for the United States from day one.
Meanwhile, Canada and the European Union have filed a challenge with the World Trade Organization concerning the new U.S. tariffs on aluminum and steel. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
More opposition is mounting against the president's tariffs. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
Steel and aluminum tariffs on some of the United States' closest allies officially went into effect Friday. President Trump suggested the tariffs against Canada and Mexico are part of the NAFTA renegotiations.
I love Canada. I love Mexico. I love them. But Mexico's making over $100 billion a year, and they're not helping us with our border because they have strong laws and we have horrible laws.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is the latest to call on the president to reconsider the tariffs, saying they'll not be good for the economy and will impede the progress that's been made economically. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
The National Retail Federation has a new report about Father's Day spending. They're saying it's close to last year and expected to reach $15.3 billion this year. With more, here's John Clemens.
That expected spending would be second only to last year's $15.5 billion on Father's Day. With consumer confidence on the rise, the average American will spend $133 per person. Catherine Cullen of the National Retail Federation tells us millennials are expected to spend even more.
We see consumers who are between the ages of 25 and 34 are planning to spend the most. They're planning to spend about $188 on average.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.